All right, Linux Mint 22. That's what we're diving into today.
Yeah, big release.
Big release. People have been waiting for this one for a while, it seems like,
Yeah.
and we've got that IT Pro News review, so
Absolutely. Yeah, we can really dig in.
we can really dig into
A lot
that.
of good stuff in there.
So, like, what are some of the things?
Well, I mean, right off the bat,
Yeah.
this whole new Ubuntu base thing,
Okay, yeah.
that's huge. Like Linux Mint 22 is now running on Ubuntu 24.04.
Okay. So that
So
means it's got like a whole bunch of updates already baked in, right?
yeah, I mean, think of it like swapping out the engine in your car.
Oh, okay.
You know, like you're getting a whole new beast under the hood. So you've got everything from, you know, snappier apps, a performance boost, but also some really important security improvements.
Oh, okay.
One of the things they really honed in on was improving the security around PPAs.
Now, I know PPA stands for like personal package archives or something.
That's right, yeah.
But remind me, like in practice, what is that?
So, you know how like sometimes you find a piece of software online
Right.
and you can't just like download it from the regular app store, you have to add like a special source?
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah.
That's a PPA.
Yeah.
So, Mint 22 has made that whole process way more secure,
Oh, that's good.
which is huge
Yeah.
because, you know, you want to be able to explore new software without worrying about, you know, dodgy stuff sneaking onto your system.
Right. And that's always been kind of like the trade-off with Linux, right? Is that
Sure,
like
sure.
you've got all this freedom,
Yeah.
but it's like with great freedom comes great responsibility.
Absolutely.
Right? I mean,
You got to know what you're doing.
yeah.
Or you got to have some safeguards in place, for sure.
Right. Exactly. So it sounds like Mint 22 is really trying to thread that needle there.
Totally. I mean, and you know, one of the things that really sets Mint apart, I think, is its dedication to letting users customize
Oh, yeah.
and really make it their own, right? And there were a few things, apparently, like, you know, some of the recent changes in GNOME,
Okay.
which is the desktop environment that Ubuntu uses,
Okay.
they were making that a bit of a headache for the Mint team.
Oh, really?
So they actually pushed back on a few things.
Interesting.
Like they rolled back some of those changes. They
Wow.
even downgraded a couple of the apps to older versions just to keep things nice and smooth for theming.
Huh. So they literally like went back to an older version of some of the apps just because
Just to make sure the theming worked
it's like
flawlessly.
theming.
Yeah.
Wow, that's dedication.
That's commitment, right?
Yeah, that's wild. That's really interesting.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the things I love about Linux Mint is they're really not afraid to like chart their own course. You
Yeah.
know what I mean? They're like, we hear you, we know theming is important, we're going to make sure it works.
Yeah.
And it's not just about aesthetics.
Right.
Right? Like that commitment to user experience
Yeah.
really extends to security too. And one of the ways that we see that is in how they're handling flat packs now.
Okay. Remind me about flat packs. I feel like I hear that word a lot.
Yeah, for sure. So flat packs are, you can think of them like prepackaged apps,
Oh, okay.
right?
Right.
It's kind of like, you know, one of those meal kits you get delivered where everything's like ready to go. You just, you know,
Okay.
heat and eat. Flat packs are kind of like that for software.
Gotcha.
Everything's bundled together in a nice, neat package.
Yeah.
And now with Mint 22, they're actually hiding any flat packs that haven't been officially verified.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. So it's like a little, it's like, you know, they're not completely removing them. It's not like you can't install them,
Right.
but it's like a little nudge in the right direction. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Especially for new users
Yeah.
who might not be as familiar with, you know, where's a trustworthy source for software, where's not.
Yeah, it's kind of like that extra layer of like training wheels,
Exactly.
you
Yeah.
know, which I think is a good thing.
I think it's a great move. It's subtle, but it's effective.
Yeah. So, okay, so we've talked about the new Ubuntu base. We've talked about theming. We've talked about flat packs.
Right.
What about kernel updates? Because I know that the reviewer mentioned kernel updates, and that's always like
Yeah.
the thing where I just kind of like my eyes glaze over a little bit.
I hear you. Kernel updates, they're not the sexiest topic, right?
Really?
But they are important.
Okay.
And one of the big things with Mint 22 is they've switched over to Ubuntu's HWE kernel strategy.
Okay.
Now, I know that sounds like a mouthful,
It does, yeah.
but essentially what it means is they're going to be adopting newer kernel versions as Ubuntu releases them.
Okay.
Yeah.
And why is that a good thing?
So think of the kernel, like the beating heart of your operating system, right?
Okay,
It's like the
sure.
core
Okay.
that everything else runs on.
Okay.
And one of the big pain points for Linux users historically has been compatibility with hardware, right? Like you get some newfangled gadget and you plug it in and it's just like, nope, doesn't work.
Right, right.
So by switching to this new kernel strategy, what it means is that Mint 22 should theoretically play much more nicely with whatever new hardware you throw at it.
Going forward. So it's like future-proofing, essentially.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like they're trying to get ahead of the curve and make sure that you're not stuck, a year or two down the line when your hardware is, you know, suddenly out of date.
Right, right, right. Yeah, that's always been
nobody want that.
The frustration, you know, is that you buy, like, the new whatever, and then it's like, well, guess I can't use Linux anymore because it doesn't have the drivers or whatever.
Exactly.
So that's really interesting.
So that's a big deal. And, you know, it might not sound like the most glamorous thing in the world, but trust me, in practice, it makes a huge difference.
Yeah. I mean, it's one of those things where, like, you don't really notice it until it's a problem, right? It's exactly like you just want your stuff to work.
Yeah.
And when it doesn't, it's like incredibly frustrating.
It's the worst.
Yeah.
So this is them trying to head that off at the pass.
Good. I like it. Yeah. I like it a lot, actually.
Me too. Big fan.
So it sounds like, from a purely technical standpoint, Mint 22 is shaping up to be a pretty solid release.
Absolutely. They've really ticked a lot of boxes with this one.
Yeah, they really have. But what about the actual user experience?
Right, right.
Because, you know, the reviewer didn't just, like, look at a spec sheet.
Yeah, they did.
They actually installed it.
They took it for a spin.
And used it.
Yeah.
So I'm curious, like, how does it actually feel to use?
Let's get into it.
Let's do it. So they really got in there.
Yeah, they did. And they had this great anecdote about they were having this sleep-wake issue on their laptop.
Oh, okay.
And it was an AMD-powered laptop, and apparently this is kind of a known issue.
Okay.
But, like, it wouldn't wake up properly. Mm-hmm. You know, like, super frustrating.
The worst.
And they installed Mint 22.
Yeah.
And the issue just, like, vanished.
No kidding.
Gone.
Wow.
And it turns out it was a kernel compatibility thing.
Oh.
And that new HWE kernel that we were just talking about, that was it.
Swooped right in. See, I told you it was a big deal.
There you go.
Those kernel things.
Real world results, baby.
They matter. All right. So
those little things.
It is those little things that make a big difference.
Yeah. Speaking of little things.
Yeah.
The reviewer also did that thing that I always love where they compare it to LMDE.
Right.
Which is, you know, the Debian-based version of Mint.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm curious, like, what were some of the takeaways there?
So one of the big things that this comparison highlighted was the difference in, like, freshness of the software packages.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. Okay.
Because Mint 22, because it's based on Ubuntu 24.04, gets all of those newer packages.
And the reviewer specifically called out the Genie text editor.
Okay.
As an example. Right. They were like, yep, this has all the latest and greatest features on Mint coming to LMDE. Not so much.
It's still stuck on an older one.
A little bit behind.
Okay. Interesting.
So, you know, if you're the kind of person who likes to be on the bleeding edge, you know, and have the latest version of all the software, Mint 22 is probably the way to go.
Okay.
And it wasn't just the apps themselves either. Okay. They also felt like Mint 22 was just, like, overall a little bit smoother.
Interesting.
Like, they even called out some really minor annoyances that, like, Debian hasn't gotten around to fixing yet.
Yeah, wow.
And, you know, LMDE, being based on Debian, kind of inherits those.
Inherits those quirks.
Yeah.
Okay. So it sounds like...
So, you know, little polished things.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, they add up over time.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
The little things, right?
It is the little things. So it sounds like, at least for now, in this kind of, like, head-to-head, Mint 22 might have the edge.
I think so.
No.
Yeah, based on this review.
Yeah. Interesting. Okay. Now, one other thing that the reviewer mentioned that I wanted to touch on was snaps.
Ah, yes.
And I know we've talked about snaps before.
We have.
On this show.
We have.
But for anyone who's new or maybe just needs a little refresher, remind us, what are snaps?
So snaps are essentially another way to package software.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
And they've been kind of a controversial topic in the Linux world.
I've heard that.
For a while.
Yeah.
And the Mint team seems to be approaching them with a healthy dose of caution.
Okay.
Like, they're not saying no outright.
Okay.
But they're also not, like, jumping in with both feet.
Gotcha.
You know?
Okay.
And in fact, they actually quoted Clem Lefebvre in this review, who's, like, the main man behind Mint.
Yeah.
And he expressed some skepticism.
Oh, really?
About, like, their long-term viability. And, like, he was kind of comparing them to other technologies that have come and gone. Like, he mentioned Mir.
Okay.
He mentioned Unity.
Right.
And it's kind of like, well, are snaps going to go the same way?
Right. So are they hedging their bets a little bit, do you think?
Maybe.
By keeping LMDE around?
It's possible, right.
Yeah.
Because LMDE doesn't use snaps.
Right.
At all.
Right. Right. It's like a fallback.
It's like, well, if this whole snap thing blows up in our faces, we've got LMDE.
Right. We've always got Debian.
Right. Exactly.
GoBerry.
Interesting. Interesting.
Yeah. It's a smart move, I think, to, you know, not put all your eggs in one basket.
Right. Especially in the tech world.
Especially in the tech world where things change so quickly.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
And, you know, the reviewer even said, like, look, I actually prefer LMDE.
Oh.
Personally. But they're like, but I also recognize that, like, Mint 22 is where all the action is at right now.
Like, that's where the development effort is going.
Right, right, right. Especially with those kernel updates.
Exactly. That's the main branch.
Yeah.
That's where the attention is.
That's the main event, for sure. For sure.
Yeah.
Okay, interesting. So it's like...
So it's a balancing act.
Yeah.
You know.
It is, yeah. They're straddling that line.
They're trying to keep everybody happy.
Right, exactly.
Exactly.
Which is always a challenge.
It is. It really is.
In the Linux world.
Especially when you're dealing with something as, like, you know, rapidly evolving as technology, you know.
For sure.
Things change so fast.
Every day.
Yeah.
There's something new.
It's wild.
It's exciting.
It is exciting.
But it's also, it can be a lot to keep up with.
Yeah, it really can.
Yeah.
It's really cool to see a project like, kind of like sticking to their guns.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And like really trying to make something that's like for the users.
Absolutely. I mean, they could have just like gone with the flow, right?
Right, right. Just accepted all the GNOME changes.
Yeah.
Just been like, all right, well, snaps, I guess that's the future.
Right, right.
But they're not doing that. And I think that's really, really cool.
Yeah. It's refreshing.
It is.
It really is.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we've talked about a lot here.
We have.
But, like, if someone's listening to this and they're like, all right, I'm intrigued, I might actually check out Mint 22.
Mm-hmm.
What's, like, the one big takeaway, would you say?
I would say if you are looking for an operating system that is both powerful and puts you in control, you should give Mint a serious look.
I love it. That's a great way to put it.
Check it out.
Yeah. And even if you're not, like, you know, ready to switch operating systems right now.
Sure.
Hopefully this has at least given you some food for thought
about
the choices that are out there.
Always good to know what's out there.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
And Mint is doing some really cool stuff.
They are. They are. And on that note, I think that's going to do it for this deep dive.
Sounds good.
Thank you so much for deeking out with me on this.
Anytime. Always a pleasure to talk Linux.
Always. Always a good time. All right. Well, until next time, everybody.
See ya.
Stay curious.
Yes.